welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:14 and 71 degrees.
And I'm in air chair one, comfortable and ready to go on this Saturday morning. Hope everybody's okay out there, feeling all right, doing okay. We're doing all right. Amber, you doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling okay?
Yeah.
You look good. You're supposed to say thank you.
Thank you.
She loves when I put her on the spot like that. Hey, we've got trivia this morning. We're giving away a $25 Panera Bread gift card. And I have a major show announcement at the end of the program today. About 10:55, right after the drawing, I have a major show announcement. So you'll want to stick around for that, okay? All right. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Well, last week, we took a trip after the program down to Dayton. And Amber and I are working through the alphabet and doing different things. So we had A for aviation to start off the alphabet. So for aviation, we went to the Dayton Air Force Museum. I'm telling you, we never had to park so far away from the building in my life. We had a hike and hike and hike to get up to the building. Amber, didn't I think I was going to die?
You did.
Yes, I thought I was going to die. In fact, on the way out, she said, "Oh, brother, just stand here while I go get the car, didn't you?"
I did.
Kind of rolled your eyes at me.
Probably.
But anyways, got into the building, and of course you have to walk all that way, then you got to walk through all the hangars. But it was very interesting. As it always is, to view all the aircraft, and of course my favorite's the presidential aircraft, and of course they have the Air Force One in there that carried a President Kennedy's coffin, and that particular aircraft was used up through Bill Clinton. So, but they have a very tiny hallways in those airplanes, and they have a little sample that you can check and see if you can fit before you go up into the aircraft. So they have a little sample booth that you walk through. Well, guess what? This big boy is too big to go through the hallways. So I sent Amber through. She's just a little gal. I sent her through, and she took pictures for me so I could see what the inside of the aircraft looks like. But those are up on Amber and Nate's Adventures. You can access that by going to our website. And incidentally, our website is where you can get us when you can't find us anywhere else. RadioNate.us. Just remember that. RadioNate.us. That's our home on the web. Okay? All right. Well, let's get to the trivia. Again, we're giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread. $25 gift card to Panera Bread. If you're interested, here's how it works. First of all, everybody's welcome to give us a call. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call us, answer one of our trivia questions. I will then put you in a drawing. And then at 10:55 this morning, if you are the winner, we will draw a name. And I will then send this gift card in the mail right to your door. How's that for service? Yeah, we believe in service right here at Offbeat News and Trivia. So here we go. Question number one. Get ready to dial 740-383-9944 is my number. 740-383-9944. What is Bruce Wayne's superhero alter ego? What is Bruce Wayne's superhero alter ego?
The truth is out there was the tagline for which TV show? The truth is out there was a tagline for which TV show?
What is the common name for solid carbon dioxide? What is the common name for solid carbon dioxide?
In The Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse? And the Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse?
Let's find out who's on the line. And hi, we're on the air.
Batman.
Batman is the right answer. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Is this Noah?
Yeah.
Noah, all right. Buddy, how is your morning going, man?
Good.
Good.
I just woke up.
You just woke up. All right, buddy. Well, what's your plans for today?
Well, I'm going to be weed eating, have some fun.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a good time. So you're going to be weed eating, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Going to go out there and get everything looking real good, I'll bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What you been up to this week? Did you get any swimming done? Or is the pool still drained?
When the bad storm came, it just split the pool
open. Split the pool right open. So you haven't been getting any swimming done,
when
huh?
When I got home, I just saw it. It was hilarious. But there's three little kids in the pool, and they were like, strong dirt. Where the strong dirt was at.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was how the bumps were even made, because, like, our pool, we needed and mowed so much until there was no grass and flattened it down. And then when we put the pool there, literally just ground came crumbling up.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope it'd be nice if it got fixed so you could swim a little bit more this summer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we're gonna get a new pool.
Okay.
Big giant hole in it.
Yeah. Well, Noah, thanks for calling, and you have a good day, and enjoy your weed eating, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Noah kicking things off for us here on a Saturday morning. In chess, which piece can only move diagonally? In chess, which piece can only move diagonally? Hi, we're on the air.
Morning, Nate.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good, good.
Nice day out there.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Probably. Working the yard today.
Yeah. Perfect day for it.
Yep. So.
I got my mowing done yesterday, and as soon as I pulled the mower back to the shed, it quit.
Oh, wow.
I thought, what's going on? I hope it's not a motor problem. Well, I pulled the car out there and hooked the jumper cables up, and it started right up. So I think I've got a dead battery.
Dead battery. Yep.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
So I got to invest in a new battery. But I'll tell you, it seems like some of the best prices in town is out to Rural King.
Yeah.
They have some pretty good prices out there on batteries.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad at all.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, I would have got my yard work done yesterday, but my wife said, I don't think the air conditioner's working. So I'd spend some time getting the air conditioner fixed.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So
you had a project then.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It only took me an hour or so.
But, oh, okay. You know, all right.
Yeah, to diagnose it and then go down and get the part. Get it fixed.
Okay, well, that's good. Good deal.
The solid carbon dioxide is dry ice.
Dry ice, yes. That's what I'm looking for.
Not
yes,
very good.
Indeed. Yep, dry ice is the one I'm
looking have
for.
You have a good trip today, wherever you may go.
Okay, all right.
All right,
thanks a lot, yeah. Ernie.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944.
In what year did the TV series Friends end? In what year did the TV series Friends end?
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, that would be the Bishop that moved sideways.
Bishop, yes. Good morning, Lee.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Having a hard time waking up here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Having a tough time getting more motivated. Now, do you drink coffee?
No.
Oh, okay, all right. Maybe, you ever tried any of those energy drinks?
Yeah, but I don't drink them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Those monsters, those monster energy drinks will give you a jolt sometimes.
I drink Diet Mountain Dew, so that's got some caffeine.
Yep, me too. That's my drink of choice. In fact, that's what I'm drinking right now here in the studio.
I'll drink it morning, noon, night.
Yep, we buy it by the boatloads at Kroger. That's my drink of choice, Diet Mountain Dew. Yep, that's a good one, for sure. Yes, sir. Well, hey, it's going to be some good weather this weekend.
All these cooler temperatures have been nice.
Yeah, very nice. I think we're heading for a significant warm-up, so we best enjoy this while we can.
Yep.
For sure. Well, I hope you get yourself awake there, Lee.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Take care. Bye-bye. All righty. Which fictional character lives at 221B Baker Street, London? Which fictional character lives at 221B Baker Street, London?
How many chambers does a human heart have? How many chambers does a human heart have?
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you get dry ice yet?
I did get dry ice, but I'll accept that as an answer. How you doing this morning, Mr. David?
Not too bad.
Good. What you got on the agenda for today?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to do a whole lot. Got to do a little bit of weeding.
You know, today's a good front porch sitting kind of day.
Yeah.
Going to be nice this weekend.
Going to
beat the heat before next week.
Right.
August is going to come in like a lion. I know they don't say that. I know they don't say that about August, but it's going to.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to make sure your air conditioner's working.
Right.
For sure. Well, hey, you take care of yourself. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too.
And, hey, you have a nice weekend now.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. All righty. Which famous ancient Egyptian tomb was discovered in 1922? Which famous Egyptian tomb was discovered in 1922?
What play was Abraham Lincoln watching when he was shot by John Wilkes Booth? What play was Abraham Lincoln watching when he was shot by John Wilkes Booth?
You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 1027 and 71 degrees.
Glad you're on board this morning. And those are the trivia questions we have for you. Again, we're giving away a $25 Panera gift card. And I have a big show announcement at 10:55, well, 10:56 or 57, right after the drawing, I have a big show announcement, 10:55 this morning, okay? All right, so I think you'll want to tune in for this. All right, we have some offbeat fun facts for you this morning to share to make your interest go up, and here we go.
The town of Casey, Illinois has the world's largest statues of a Gulf tea, a birdcage, a mailbox, a pitchfork, knitting needles, a rocking chair, wind chimes, and wooden shoes. Sticking raw bacon in your nostrils can stop serious nosebleeds. An Arizona law bans ferrets from restaurants. A prehistoric mound in Ohio, which is shaped like a snake, swallowing an egg, is more than 1,400 feet long. Male turkeys are called gobblers. President Andrew Jackson kept a milk cow on the White House lawn. There is a UFO watchtower in San Luis Valley, Colorado. Bees have 5 eyes. Olives are technically a fruit. President Franklin D. Roosevelt disliked the number 13.
All right. Yeah, that number 13 said to be one unlucky number. Ripley's Believe It or Not, that's what we're going for right now. Two men tricked a UK taxi driver out of $200 fare by leaving a store mannequin fully clothed and wearing a hat in his cab and pretending it was their sleeping friend. Picking up the late-night passengers in Brighton, the driver took the over 50 miles to London, where they got out and told him that their dozing friend would pay for the fare at his destination. When the cabbie reached the given address and tried to wake the friend, he discovered it was just a dummy. I'm sure he felt like a dummy after that. Swedish skater Erik Sunnerheim has invented the sport of chainsaw skating. He uses the razor-sharp teeth of a chainsaw to propel him across an icy lake, but with such dexterity that he avoids slicing through the lake. Burger King in Japan launched a limited edition cologne with the smell of grilled burgers. The flame-grilled fragrance, which came with a burger, cost $40. Ripley's Believe It or Not, the Greenwich Meridian Line, built in London, England, to divide the eastern and western hemisphere at 0 degrees longitude, has been in the wrong place for 131 years. In 2015, researchers discovered that the steel line, a popular tourist location, should not be in the Royal Observatory, but 334 feet to the east inside a small cafe. Finnish daredevil Antti Pendik drove a snowmobile off the edge of a 5,000-foot-high mountain in Sweden and paraglided to the ground. He attached a parachute to the snowmobile with duct tape for the 4-minute flight. And finally, Ripley's Believe It or Not, a hotel sleeping 8 people, the Balancing Barn in Suffolk, England, appears to be hanging precariously over the edge of a precipice. The single-story cantilever-designed building, covered in silver tiles, is 100 feet long, but half of it hangs over a steep slope with just fresh air beneath it, like a seesaw. And there's your Ripley's Believe It or Not. And I've got offbeat news for you, which is a good thing, since this is called Offbeat News and Trivia. So let's see what I've got for you today. Something interesting, hopefully, right? Well, you know. A South Carolina woman's security camera captured video of the moment a bear strolled onto her front porch and rang the doorbell in the middle of the night. Wendy Watson said the doorbell camera at her Greenville County home started recording about 3:30 a.m. Tuesday, triggered by the motion of a bear that wandered up her front door. The video shows the bear reach out its paw to ring the doorbell. The bear kind of ambled up on the porch and was reaching up around the doorbell, and there was a little nose print on the window that you can see. He looked around a little bit and went back down, and while he was out there, he ate a lot of bird seed. Watson said the bear is a regular visitor to her neighborhood and has destroyed 2 of her bird feeders. Also, an all-female rowing team broke a world record by rowing more than 2,400 nautical miles from California to Hawaii in 34 days, 14 hours, and 11 minutes. Libby Costello, Sophie Dennison Johnson, Brooke Downs, and Adrian Smith, also known as the LAT 35 crew, set off from San Francisco in June and arrived in Honolulu on Tuesday morning. The 4-woman team set a world record for the fastest time to make the journey unassisted for an all-female team. The team's journey raised money for the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. A Nebraska man broke a world record by throwing an axe to a target 90 feet away at the Cornhusker State Games. Jesse Rood, 25, a Lincoln firefighter, attempted a Guinness World Record during the opening ceremony of the Cornhusker State Games at Seacrest Field in Lincoln. Rood said he was told by Guinness World Records that the record was 72 feet, a mark he bested with a 90-foot throw that struck the target. Rood, who got into axe throwing while working part-time, craft axe throwing in Lincoln while attending college, said he has hit targets from up to 120 feet away during practice. Quote, maybe in the future I'll try again, Root told the Stewart Independent. There you go. Your offbeat news for this morning. Glad you're listening this morning. When you get a chance, check out the website, radionate.us. You can find everything about us right there, including links to all of our Facebook pages up there. We have Facebook pages for Amber and Nate Adventures, which we post everywhere we go. We have one up there for What's on the Plate, which is videos of the food at the restaurants that we hit up. And I've got one up there for Radio Nate as well. So just check all that out. When you can't find us anywhere else, you can find us there at radionate.us. All right. It's time for some more trivia. Let's see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, we're giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread this morning. $25 to Panera Bread. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call us, answer one of our trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing, and at 10:55 this morning, we will draw a winner.
The Truth Is Out There was a tagline for which TV show? The Truth Is Out There was the tagline for which TV show?
Which fictional character lives at 221B Baker Street, London? Which fictional character lives at 221B Baker Street, London?
In The Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse? In The Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse?
Which famous ancient Egyptian tomb was discovered in 1922? Which famous Egyptian tomb was discovered in 1922?
In what year did the TV series Friends end? In what year did the TV series Friends end? How many chambers does a human heart have? How many chambers does a human heart have? What play was Abraham Lincoln watching when he was shot by John Wilkes Booth? What play was Abraham Lincoln watching when he was shot by John Wilkes Booth?
All right, those are the trivia questions we're trying to get. Give us a call this morning, 740-383-9944, giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread. Join the ones that have called this morning and get signed up for a chance to win. Hey, we'd love to take your call here, and that's what we like to do, is talk to our listeners. Well, it's time for the one and only Dumb Criminals segment.
This crook got caught between a dumpster and a hard place. He had broken into a junkyard to steal copper wiring and crawled underneath a dumpster to get it. But once he squeezed in far enough, he couldn't wheel out. The robber spent the whole night underneath the trash container, and police had to use airbags to lift it high enough to get him out. It's not often that criminals are grateful to the police who arrest them, but this one probably was.
He probably was. Oh, criminals, they'll try anything to get away with anything. That is for sure and for certain. Hey, if you have an event coming up, if your church does, or if you're a non-for-profit organization and you'd like to get your event here on the radio, send it in to the radio station here. We're at 523 South Prospect, Marion, Ohio. That's 523 South Prospect, Marion, Ohio. Just write that in care of WWGH Radio, and we'll see that gets on the air for you free of charge. How's that? So your church, you just might be having a back-to-school event. I know our church, Dayspring Wesleyan's, having a back-to-school bash, a big old back-to-school bash. Can't tell you the date, although I do have a sign for it in my front yard. You'd think I would know the date for it. Amber, do you know the date for it right off the bat?
I don't.
No, me neither. But we have a sign right in our front yard, but we don't have the date. Oh, by the way, they've been putting new gas lines down in Waldo, just tearing up the town, you know. So it was our turn, to get gas hookup, a brand new unit, that brand new meter there. Yesterday. So they tore up our driveway and got that in yesterday. So Fortunately, it didn't tear up our yard, which was nice. They just came in through our driveway. I wasn't real crazy about how they put our driveway back. Were you, Amber?
No.
No. The gravel just turned out to be a lot of mud. You know what I'm saying? It just turned out. So I really wasn't that impressed with that. Hey, let's find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hi, we're on the air.
Richland Road Church of Christ is having their back-to-school giveaway on August 13th.
August the 13th. Okay, all right. Sounds good.
First time, first serve. Be there early.
That's right. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm good. You?
Hey, we're doing all right this morning. Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm going to hop off here and give somebody else a chance to get in. Take care.
Hey, take care. You too. Thanks for the info.
Bye-bye.
All righty. There you go. Don't forget that event, August the 13th, Richland Road Church of Christ. Okay, so I mentioned about Dayspring Wesleyan. Back-to-school bash out there. Of course, everybody probably knows where Dayspring Wesleyan is. Out there past Meyer on State Route 95. They're having their back-to-school bash August 21st, 3 to 6 p.m., and they're going to have games. They're going to have food service. I know they're going to have an ice cream truck with unlimited ice cream. How's that? So take your kids or grandkids out there, man. Oh, you're going to love that unlimited ice cream. So don't forget that as well. So those are pretty cool. Hey, you are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. In Air Chair 1, I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:40 and 72 degrees.
Man, you've been on your toes this morning, Amber. I haven't caught you. I haven't caught you yet, have I?
You haven't.
No, you're doing good. Doing good. I'm impressed. Hey, by the way, folks can email you too, Amber. You have your very own email address, and what might that be?
RadioAmberOSU@gmail.com.
Yes, and one more time.
RadioAmberOSU@gmail.com.
That's right, that's right. In case you forget what that is, that's also listed at RadioNate.us. See, it all goes back to that website. You just have to remember that website. RadioNate.us, all right? Don't you dare forget that website. Hey, it is July the 30th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1619, the first representative assembly in America convened in Jamestown, Virginia, the House of Burgesses. 1729, the city of Baltimore was founded in Maryland. 1898, Scientific America carried the first magazine automobile ad. The ad was for the Winton Motor Car Company of Cleveland, Ohio. 1932, Walt Disney's Flowers and Trees premiered. It was the first Academy Award-winning cartoon and first cartoon short to use Technicolor. In 1937, the American Federation of Radio Artists was organized as part of the American Federation of Labor. 1942, the Waves were created by legislation signed by U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The members of the Women's Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service were a part of the U.S. Navy. 1945, the USS Indianapolis was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. The ship had just delivered key components of the Hiroshima atomic bomb to the Pacific island of Tinian, only 316 out of the 1,196 men aboard survived the attack. 1956, the phrase, "In God We Trust," was adopted as the U.S. national motto. And in 1965, U.S. President Johnson signed into law Social Security Act that established Medicare and Medicaid. It went into effect the following year. So there you go. If you ever wondered what happened on this day in history, that's what happened. Hey, we are streaming online, WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. If you get a chance, check out that website. You can find show archives. Every single show that this show has done is up there. And shows dating back several years ago are up there as well. WWGH1071.com. If you go to that main page, scroll down a little bit, click on Listen Live, and anywhere you have an internet connection, you can listen to us there. You can also download the TuneIn app and then search WWGH, and you can do it that way as well. Hey, we have just about 16 minutes left in the program. Right after we do the drawing, I'm going to make a special show announcement, big special show announcement coming up, so you don't want to miss that. So that'll be right after the drawing at 10:55 this morning. All right, we'll do some trivia, and then we'll do some extra trivia to try to give you some answers here. Several of our regulars we haven't heard yet from this morning, so we'll give you a chance to give us a call. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Panera Bread, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call us at 740-383-9944, answer a trivia question, I'll put you in the drawing, and at 10:55 this morning, if you're the winner, I'll send you this $25 Panera Bread gift card right in the mail to your door. Which fictional character lives at 221B Baker Street, London? Which fictional character lives at 221B Baker Street, London?
The Truth Is Out There was a tagline for which TV show? The Truth Is Out There was a tagline for which TV show?
Which famous ancient Egyptian tomb was discovered in 1922? Which famous ancient Egyptian tomb was discovered in 1922?
In The Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse? In The Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse? In what year did the TV series Friends end? In what year did the TV series Friends end? How many chambers does the human heart have? How many chambers does the human heart have? What play was Abraham Lincoln watching when he was shot by John Wilkes Booth? What play was Abraham Lincoln watching when he was shot by John Wilkes Booth?
All righty, let's see. I think we have a page 3 right here. And during which war did Florence Nightingale lead a team of nurses to attend to wounded soldiers? I always thought the Civil War, but it's not. During which war did Florence Nightingale lead a team of nurses to attend to wounded soldiers?
Which daytime television star was once mayor of Cincinnati? Which daytime television star was once mayor of Cincinnati?
How many points are there on a snowflake? How many points are there on a snowflake? Let's grab a call here, find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
The heart has four chambers?
The heart has four chambers. Yes, indeed. You got it right.
Yay!
Miss Sarah, we will put you in the drawing for a chance to win.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. All righty.
What was the name of the guardian angel in It's a Wonderful Life? What was the name of the guardian angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
Which leader said we shall fight in the beaches, we shall never surrender? Which leader said we shall fight in the beaches, we shall never surrender? And those are the trivia questions that we have. We triggered some response here. Hi, we're on the air.
Nathan R. and the lovely Amber, how are you today?
We are both well, sir. How are you?
Oh, acceptable and slightly irrespectable, as I say.
Right.
I'm getting popcorn and an audience ready for the big announcement in 8 minutes.
Okay. You probably already know what it is, right?
Didn't you win some kind of an award from the Mid-Ohio Broadcasting Expertise Club? You should.
Well, thanks.
Or is the lovely Amber the Teacher of the Year in Delaware County?
That would be nice. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Amber?
Yeah. That would be a deserved award, I think.
She does a great job, for sure.
I was going to answer the chemistry question, but I was beaten to it. So okay. I'll answer the Southwestern Ohio talk show question.
Yes.
And that would be Mr. Jerry Springer.
Mr. Jerry Springer.
Sometimes yes, I feel like my life is one big Jerry Springer show. Don't you sometimes feel that way, Nathan?
Yes, indeed. You know, sometimes things just go that way.
I'm the only person who calls you Nathan. I'm not really sure why.
Well, that is my, you know, that's my full name. It's not Nathaniel. It is Nathan. That is my
Maybe I'm just jealous that there's no nicknames for Adam, so. You know, Amber also. There's really no nickname for Amber.
Although somebody I know used to call her Amby, and she hated that, so.
Amby?
Yeah, Amby.
Like Bambi?
Yeah, yeah, she did not like that at all.
Yeah, I would hate that dearly, so to speak.
Yes,
okay,
she
well,
did not.
That's all I had for you, folks. Have a good show.
Thanks a lot, Adam. You take care of yourself. Bye-bye. All right. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:49 and 72 degrees.
And we are just about 5 minutes away until we do our drawing, a $25 Panera Bread gift card. You know, Amber, you like Panera Bread, don't you?
I do.
Do you remember what you get when you go out there?
Flatbread pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. And do you remember what the sandwich is that I get that I always forget? It ends in Bravo, doesn't it?
It might be the Turkey Bravo.
Turkey Bravo. I think that's it. I think that's what I always get out there. Yeah. I believe it is, as a matter of fact. What all does that have on it? Do you remember?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's got... I think it's got turkey, and it's got tomato, lettuce, and some sort of special sauce on that. But they got some good food out there. I think they even got some hot chicken sandwiches out there now, as a matter of fact. But yeah, Panera Bread is a good place to eat out there, so you'll enjoy this $25 gift card should you be blessed with receiving this card this morning. And so, hey, you know what? Right now, I'd like you to follow me down this long hallway. Or is it a short hallway? Yeah, follow me down the hallway. And make a right. I've set out some chairs. Have a seat. It is time for the Weird Word of the Week. And I have written this week's weird word on the chalkboard. Yes, we still use a chalkboard. I'm not sure why it's not dry erase, but it is a chalkboard. It's called trinary. That's this week's weird word. Trinary. T-R-I-N-A-R-Y. Trinary. It's an adjective. The definition, consisting of three parts or proceeding by three. Trinary was first recorded in English in the mid-15th century. So, trinary has been around for a while. So that's what your weird word of the week is. One more time, trinary, the definition, consisting of three parts or proceeding by three. Do you have something you'd like to say? Hey, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us, radionateosu@gmail.com, or email Amber.
radioamberosu@gmail.com.
See, it's easy. Just remember that OSU part. Just remember the Radio Nate or the Radio Amber at OSU at Gmail, and you got it, okay? All right. Our website is radionate.us. That's radionate.us. You know, I want to say one more time a special thanks to my buddy Rick down at Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. He has been with us for some time now, and we just want to really thank Rick for supporting us. He is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you so much, Rick and Waldo Barbershop, for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate you very much. He stuck with us on Wednesdays, and he stuck with us when we transferred over here on Saturday morning. So, Rick, I want to say a special thanks to you. All right, it's just about drawing time. Amber, you were looking up on your phone there. Were you checking to see if that was actually the sandwich? Were you on the Panera site?
Yeah, it's actually called Bacon Turkey Bravo.
I knew there was bacon on there. Actually, I didn't. But I was kind of thinking in the back of my mind that there was bacon on there. Okay, any last-minute trivia, folks, in the last minute you'd like to get through here? Real quick, how many points are there on a snowflake? How many points are there in a snowflake? What was the name of the guardian angel in It's a Wonderful Life? During which war did Florence Nightingale lead a team of nurses to attend wounded soldiers? In The Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse? In The Lone Ranger, what was the name of Tonto's horse? You got 30 seconds, 740-383-9944. Join the ones that have called us today, and we will do the drawing here in just a few seconds, and then my big show announcement there right after that. And then we'll see. I was supposed to get Amber's recipe done early since we've got the big announcement. We may not get to the recipe today, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles, as they say. All righty, let's shuffle everybody up and find out who the winner is going to be this morning. And I will let Amber announce the winner of the $25 Panera gift card. Amber, the winner is...
Ernie.
All right. Ernie, congratulations. You are the winner of this $25 gift card to Panera Bread. And we will send this in the mail right to your door. Appreciate everybody that called this morning. Noah, who just got up. Lee, who I think just got up. He was just getting going. David and Ernie, of course. And then Sarah gave us a call, too, to tell us about the Richland Road Church of Christ back-to-school bash on August 13th. And so that'll be a lot of fun. All right. As I said, big announcement time. Here we go. You know, you start thinking about the beginning when you come to the end. And the beginning, I started off with this station 2019 April, the first Wednesday in April of 2019, started off down by Lee's Chicken down in the basement of the Belltone building. My first show was there, and I was so nervous because I had been out of radio since 2014, and so I didn't know if I would get any calls by doing trivia. Well, that first show you surprised me, and I believe the first show I got between 12 and 15 calls. So I realized, hey, there are people out there. So I was with the station as we evolved and moved downtown, and then finally here on South Prospect Street. So, like I said, you start thinking about the beginning when you come to the end, and I just want to announce that today is the last time that I will be making an appearance here on WWGH Radio. This is my last show. It's been a fun ride. Nothing has happened. I'm not mad at anybody. There's, you know, no big secret reason as to why I'm leaving or anything like that. It's just this season has come to the end, so I have made the decision to leave WWGH Radio at this time. Now, I may call in to some shows. You may hear me again as I phone in to some of the radio shows here. But it is time for me to go. So I appreciate all of you listeners out there that have supported me and called in. Without you, the show wouldn't go. And I just appreciate the listeners. I consider each one of you folks out there my dearest friends. And I appreciate you all playing the contests that we have. And I just appreciate you very, very much. So, as I said, this will be the last time that I'm on WWGH Radio, at least as a host. And I appreciate you so much. I'm not big on goodbyes, which is why I decided to do this at the end. Because, like I said, just saying goodbye is hard. So, decided to put this at the end of the program. So thank you once again for everything that you've done. Amber, we've had a good time being together since June the, 18th, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun sitting across from you. We've had a good time back and forth, so you've done a great job, Amber.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, it's been fun, so. And I'm afraid we don't have time for your recipe. Is that going to disappoint you too much?
No, that's fine.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, stay tuned. There's lots of great programming to come. And don't forget, you can stay with us on our website, radionate.us. That's radionate.us. That's our home on the web. So check back there, and we'll let you know what goes on with Amber and I, and you can keep track of all the trips we take and things like that, our Facebook pages, the videos we post up there, all the fun at radionate.us. So thanks again, everybody out there, for all you've done for us, and you all have been a big part of the program, and I appreciate you very, very much. So, for the last time, this is Nate Redmond, and Air Chair 1, and?
Amber Redmond.
And Air Chair 2, right? We never really named it, right? This is WWGH, Marion, Ohio. This is Nate Redmond, signing off.
You're listening to WWGH.